week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is SideQuest Pocket Adventures. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Steve with me today. How's it going, Steve?
Hi, Barry. Good, thanks. Very happy to be here.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all. I'm awesome. Glad you picked this out.
Oh, of course. Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game?
Sure. I'm Steve, and I've been a game designer for about 8-9 years now, mostly video game stuff. But a couple of years ago, I was introduced to board games by a friend. I couldn't believe how big the scene was. As far as I was aware, everything was Monopoly and Scrabble. I had no idea there was so much cool stuff going on. So since then, we've been thinking about some different games, and SideQuest was one of them. We've been working on it for about a year now. It's something we're really happy with, finally. It's only taken a year.
that seems to be the normal timeline with a board game, though, I imagine. It's just the development and playtesting and all that stuff usually takes a year or a little bit longer to get it out to people's hands, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's quite easy to come up with an idea. We've had loads, but to be able to stick to the same idea for the duration, I think that's the tricky part.
Definitely.
And we went through loads of different iterations with this one, but we managed to stick to the core, which is we wanted to bring a dungeon delving game. With the same depth as the larger boxes, so the big miniature monsters, but managed to fit it into your pocket. So we, throughout the whole development, we kept the game to just a single deck of cards and two dice, which sounds like it might be a bit too simple, but we think we've got tons of depth in there that we've managed to squeeze
Definitely.
Out of the cards. That was the challenge, really, because throughout development, we had so many ideas, like, oh, we could have, you know, status effects and tokens and tracking health and all of this stuff required, like miniatures and tokens and more cards and different dice. And we had to find ways to get the same level of gameplay, but without using all of those cool, fun things that wouldn't fit in your pocket if we did all of them.
Well, I can appreciate the, you know, going the simplistic route. Sometimes it's the content of the game, but simplified down, that definitely makes it more enjoyable. That way you don't have to worry about all those other things.
Yeah, I think that's definitely my design ethos, is trying to keep it simple. So every single feature, you have to think, is this providing a lot of fun for the player? Like, is this feature worth teaching someone for the game? So I find that helps streamline the game a lot, because it's very easy to fill the game full of features. But then when you think about it, you have to teach the player all of these features. And I'm sure, as every board gamer knows, it's extremely daunting when you sit down in front of a new game, all of these new rules and features and stuff. So it's when it comes to adding new features to the game, you have to think, is this really awesome? Is this worth spending 30 seconds or a minute of your time teaching someone over? So that's definitely been something we've been thinking about constantly with this game, even more so than most games, because of the harsher restrictions we set on ourselves.
Definitely. So one of the things that that SideQuest touts is that it's super easy to learn. Like, you don't have to constantly go over the rules over and over to learn the game. Is that correct?
That's our hope. Yeah. So the main thing I'm working on at the moment, actually, is the rule book. So it is quick to learn. We took it to the Games Expo over the summer. The UK Games Expo, that is, and we demoed it to loads and loads of people. So it was something that I had to, you know, I only had 10-20 minutes with any group at any given time, so it was something that I did have to explain in about 3 minutes flat. and manage that. So yeah, it is a very simple game to pick up. It's the basics are really easy. You have a hero card that moves around in a dungeon. You get three actions per turn, and the complexity comes from those different actions. So it's mostly about interesting decisions that you have to make. So do you want to try and move to a new location and pick up a weapon that's just dropped, or do you want to go and try and kill the zombie that's about to bite your friend's face off? I think it is easy to pick up, but it is definitely a concern of mine that at the moment the rule book is a little bit too long. I think it's about 6 or 7 pages, and for a pocket game it could do with a bit of streamlining. So that's absolutely something that I'm looking into at the moment.
That's great. So I mean, it seems like it's more of a co-op game than it would be a every man for their self game, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So at first I wanted something that was a little bit cheekier. I wanted something that was semi-co-op, so everyone is in it, and everyone starts off together, but really only one person can win. But we found that as the game evolved, it was actually much more interesting as a sort of puzzle-solving game, and that only works if it's 100% cooperative. Because we found it was really cool when you start combining abilities and items and equipment with everyone else in your party to try and defeat the monsters. And if it wasn't 100% cooperative, you wouldn't get that. So we found through playtesting that some players just wouldn't want to combine abilities with other people because they wanted to win. they didn't trust them. So we weighed it up and we decided that it was a better game as a fully co-op game. So if anyone dies, it's game over. You've lost. So
gotcha.
you absolutely have to have everyone's backs, and letting someone else take a few hits from a werewolf isn't necessarily in your best interests. And I think it's really nice to see that. It's really nice to see people actually working together in games and trying to solve the puzzles. And something we were very aware of with that is that you might get the alpha gamer. So one person says, "Oh, well, this is absolutely, the only thing we should do. This is the correct thing." But that just doesn't happen in ours because of the risk reward element. So we've had a lot of games where we've seen people say, "Oh yeah, you should do this." It's like, I could do that, but I want to roll on the loot table and try and get some loot for myself. Or, I know I should slay that zombie, but I want to go and rescue this villager in distress over here. So, I'm really pleased that I thought that might have been an issue, but it just isn't in our game.
That's great. And so how long does it take to play one of the games after you get into the flow of it and you know all the rules?
Well, this was a funny one. It's as in the games expo, I was telling people, "Oh yeah, come sit down. It's just 10 minutes." And then it wasn't at all. It was like 20, 30 minutes. So in my mind, it was a much smaller game than it actually was. And obviously, it's a pocket game. It's if you do have 2 or 3 hours to sit down and play a dungeon game, then you are gonna get Descent out or Castle Ravenloft or something like that. So our game can still do that. Our game can still stretch to the 2-3 hour mark. But what we're doing is we give players scenario cards, which are very easy for us to make. So we, at the moment, we've got 3. I haven't told anyone else yet, but we're going to release a few more scenarios over the course of the Kickstarter. So we'll have some of those coming out. And very probably we'll be able to release these just on simply online as well afterwards. To get back to your question, some of these are 30-minute, 60-minute scenarios. So it's a very scalable game. So what you get are basically the tools to have an adventure with. So you get lots of monster cards, item cards, hero cards, and the scenarios tell you how to put all of those together into a dungeon deck. And they'll give you a rough estimate. So it'll take you, 30 minutes to get through this adventure where you have to get through a single dungeon level and fight the boss at the end. Or this one's a 45-minute scenario. So it's slightly just set up slightly differently with slightly different monsters and items.
No, that sounds great. So And what's the, what do you think the youngest age is what you're shooting for? Like 10 and up, 8 and up, 14 and up? What are you going for?
I've met a lot of diverse children playing games. I've seen 5 or 6 year olds pick this up and teach their parents how to play.
Wow.
But I think they were smart kids, you know, they're game kids. So I think a safe bet is 7 and up. I think 7 and up will pick this up no problem.
Well, that's great to hear from me, because that means I can play it with my kids then.
Awesome. You got kids that age.
Yes, I do. Right in that age. And they're getting to that age where I can finally play games with them that I enjoy as well as they enjoy.
Brilliant. Well, this is the perfect kind of game to sit in that range, because it's while it was designed for gamers like me who wanted something really deep that fit in your pocket, it actually because of how it's evolved, is a perfect stopgap between casual and more involved games. Because it's got the casual element that you can pick up and play relatively easily, and it's not too daunting, but it's also got some of the depth and mechanics that you'll find in bigger games. So it's not going to have the crazy complexity that bigger games have, and that I know a lot of people would want from those kind of much larger games, but it really fills the gap between the two quite nicely.
That's great. So as we're recording the show, you still have 33 days left to go on your Kickstarter. I mean, you're just barely getting going, and you guys are already fully funded. So congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it's crazy. We it's no good me saying it. We knew the game was good. We were happy with the game. Very happy with it. But getting the word out there, that's always a struggle for aspiring game developers. I've been working closely with Nate from Wilderland Campaigns. He's an awesome marketing guy. He's really helped me along with that. He's really helped the campaign get the attention and boosts that it needed. And I think also the fact that it's just the kind of game that would appeal to a lot of gamers, I think that's helped us an awful lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely appealed to me. That's why I reached out to you. I'm like, this is something that I would enjoy, and I'm sure more people would enjoy. So that's why we want more people to know about it.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's exciting. I mean, you still have over a month to go, and it's only uphill from here, or downhill, however you want to refer to it.
Yeah.
But, you're already funded, so we know the game's going to get made. Mm. So when do you hope to have the game out to the backers when the campaign ends, and then do you plan on bringing it to retail?
Yeah, well, the latest I want this thing out there is summer. So we've made a big statement. We don't want to work on this game after the Kickstarter has ended, basically. We don't want to spend, months working on it afterwards. We've got the game pretty much almost finished, and we're working very hard over the next month to make sure all of the art and rules are as tight and clean as possible. So we want to send it to the manufacturer straight away as soon as we've completed the Kickstarter campaign. So it's mostly going to be in their hands after that. So we'll see how quickly they can get the game cranked out. And then it's going to be distributed from a company that is right next to the manufacturers, hopefully. So it should, I'm hoping, and it's we've done all the work that we can do, I think, to set it up so that it should fly out of the manufacturers and land into people's hands as quickly as possible. So I'm saying summer 2016, but secretly I'm hoping that it'll be a few months at least before that.
Great. That's fantastic. Well, Steve, thanks for coming on the show today. I know that having a Kickstarter could definitely be a busy business.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on the show.
No, of course not. Thanks a lot for inviting me on. It's great to talk about the game and to talk to you about it.
No problem. And good luck with the Kickstarter and any other future projects that you will be putting out, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, Barry. I really appreciate it.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He's Dan, the board game man. You can find him at the Geek All Stars at geekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.